it's fenced hog tight, that means it's all fenced with woven wire, a fence that will hold hogs as well as, each field will hold hogs as well as cattle.
I see. Are there any fences left that are kind of woven in and out?
You mean a rail fence?
Yeah.
There's a few around the country, been put up just for ornamental purposes. People that, you know, an antique fence. There's a party that lives right close here that's got one. He put up a rail fence.
Oh yeah, is this the same man you're telling me about?
No, it's a fellow that was city engineer at Plymouth. I forget what his name was, but he built a little home out in the country, and his lot line between him and his neighbor, why, he's got a rail fence through there. And they used to be two different types. One was called a stake and rider, and that was more or less, I think, if I recall, was a stake drove down at every joint, you know, where they lapped to tie the rails too.
Mm-hmm.
But to see any of those built in for farm fencing, and it's been 50 years now.
Yeah.
That's for this locality.
Ever hear of those, that kind of fence called a worm fence, or a herringbone fence, or a Virginia fence, or a chain fence?
No.
Or a snake fence, or a shad fence?
Never heard of that in this locality. So.
Well, see, each one of these different words is used in
a different locality.
Some other part.
Mm-hmm.
What's another word for this stake that would be driven?
All that I've
called anything else. What would you call the corner upright on a fence?
The anchor post. Corner post or anchor post.
Uh-huh.
You'd have a two-turn, if you'd be anchoring from both ways, or two ways, it'd be a corner post, or even three ways it could be a corner post, and otherwise it would be just an end post.
Mm-hmm. You don't call them stakes?
No, you call them, we always call them posts.
Now, is wood the only thing, wooden wire, use any stone or rock for fences?
Never seen a rock fence before.
Or
I've seen a stump fence that they used where they blasted out a lot of stumps, and then they gathered them up and piled them on a row and used that for a fence.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
That would be in a timber area, you know, where they'd be moving a lot of.
Well,
you have a hedge fence too. That's something that's that was pretty common years ago. People would set a hedge along, and they would grow up and have hedge fences. And something that's been started in, you probably read about it, I don't know, just in different localities, what they call the multiflower rose fence. Now that's a rose, a very vicious needled rose that grows around 8 foot high, and the conservation department had and the wildlife service had recommended these for quite a few localities, and there's been quite a few of them put out. I put out 120 rods of them on my place over there.
Hmm.
Now the main purpose is to protect wildlife with them, and they found that they weren't supposed to spread.